Close your eyes and imagine this. You are standing in a field of lilies. You can feel the soft, velvety texture of their petals rubbing against your legs like silk, and the sinuous feel of their rough emerald stems rustling around you. You look up to see a light in the distance. Perhaps it is the flickering flame of a candle in the window, a lantern, a torch. You start to walk, listening to the barely audible squish of soft soil under your bare feet. You turn your head to the sky, a navy curtain draped across the earth and pinned to the heavens by a million sparkling stars. You close your eyes and feel the embrace of the crisp, cool night. But something feels strange. You begin to hear voices around you, faint and discombobulated at first, but growing louder until they form words. You open your eyes and find yourself standing in front of a painting of the exact reality your mind came up with. An Easter Offering, a painting by Charles Walter Stetson, is nothing less than a masterpiece. I was drawn to it by the soft lime-like glow of the lilies, similar to that of a glow stick. It is a place that I could imagine fairies and other whimsical creatures gallivanting in the twilight, save for the one piece of civilization, a lonely cottage in the field. Or the cottage could be that of a farmer, growing calla lilies to sell on Easter morning, as the calla lily is often associated with Easter and the rebirth of Jesus, the biblical figure. You could just stand here and think of more scenarios, as it is all up to you, the viewer, to imagine. Charles Walter Stetson was a European artist. He was born in Tiverton, Four Corners, Rhode Island, in 1858. His family moved to Providence, Rhode Island, in 1869. Providence had no art schools at the time, so Stetson began teaching himself art. This was the beginning of his career as an artist. Stetson opened his first art studio in Providence at the age of 20. He is famous for his colorful paintings, which has dubbed him by many a colorist. The way you use color can certainly influence the mood of the person looking at it. This painting makes me feel peaceful, almost sad. The night looks windless and lifeless, as though the only living things left on earth are the lilies, and they will bloom for futurity. This has been Michaela Kaufman with another Bold Dog podcast.